Hey guys, welcome to another recap show. I'm Kristen, and on the line with me is Brancy. Hello.
Hello, Kristen.
We have not spoken for like 5 minutes.
I know. Crazy.
Crazy. Okay, so we're catching up on our girls episodes, and we are recapping the latest episode, which aired on March 27th. It's episode 6 of the 5th season, and it was called The Panic in Central Park. And this was a Marnie episode.
It was.
Which we fear.
I did fear.
We both feared. But it wasn't that bad.
No.
She wasn't as neurotic, I don't think.
No.
I actually think she was justified for her actions in this episode. So we will get into that. It starts out with her fighting with Desi. Something new.
I know, right? Big shock.
Yeah. What I want to know is when they first introduced Desi's character, I don't think he was as weird as he has become.
Yeah, that's true. He's just really strange.
He is. He cries at everything. Like,
oh, God. The crying is too much.
Yeah. He's, I don't know. I'm not even going to imitate him because he's just annoying. But whatever. They fight and she leaves and she's walking around. When she looked so funny because she's walking around with like her sweatpants, and I don't really picture Marnie that type to be walking around the city with sweatpants on.
Right.
But she's walking around and she runs into an old acquaintance, Mr. Charlie.
Charlie.
He looks like a completely different person.
Yes, he does.
I mean, it took me a second to be like, holy shit, that is Charlie. Mm-hmm. I think she did too.
Yeah, she did a double take.
Yeah. So he's hanging out with some shady characters on the side of the street, which is weird also because when we first were introduced to him in the very beginning, he was this like clean cut, nice guy, hanging out with all the right people, and now he just is not.
No.
So he catches up with Marnie and asks her to hang out with him. I like how she always throws out that she's married. Like, she doesn't even seem to like Desi. Right. But she's quick to say, I'm married, by the way.
Just by the way, I married somebody.
Yeah. So, whatever. She goes out with Charlie and clearly he's into drugs, because he takes her to buy a dress. Oh my god, I saw her try on that dress and I was like, I did not know that Allison Williams was so skinny.
Really though, because the way that it was cut so low in the front, I was like, now I know they've showed Marnie,
yeah,
like full, like on the, you know what I mean,
yeah,
like, they've shown her chest and everything, but I was like, oh my god, I did not realize that she was that skinny.
Mm-mm. I've never seen her bones like that. I was like, what happened? But Charlie buys her a dress, and it's funny because he buys her this cute, fancy, red, sparkly dress, and then she has her sneakers on.
Yeah.
So they go into this fancy party, which I also didn't get because he shows up with jeans and a denim jacket.
Right? Why does she have to have an outfit and he doesn't?
Exactly. She had half an outfit because she still had the sneakers on. So he sells drugs to some people, and Marnie ends up getting some money out of this dude. I give her credit because she actually, for not knowing anything about that stuff, she was quick to make some money.
She was.
I don't think I would have spent it on food, though.
No.
And then she goes back with Charlie. What? How are your feelings about this whole Charlie thing?
I don't know, because I'm conflicted about it, because I didn't really like Charlie.
In the beginning?
No, like not when like the show came out or whatever. I just didn't really like him that much. Mm-hmm. It's not that I hated him or anything. I just didn't have any like connection to his character.
Okay, let me, since you're saying that, let's see. Compare him and Fran. Who would you choose?
Well, I mean, that's clear because Fran is awful. But I didn't really like have any emotion towards Charlie, especially after him and Marnie broke up the first time. Because like when they got back together like a couple seasons ago, it was just weird. But
He was kind of a dick.
yeah, he was. So I guess like very, very early on, Charlie was cool. And it was a slow devolvement from there.
Yeah. When I saw him now, I was like, you know, I liked him in the beginning because I think he really cared about her, about Marnie. And I think she was being a bitch because she was like the only complaint she had about him really was that he was so nice and loved her so much. And I was like, oh, come on, bitch. Like, that's your complaint. So I liked Charlie in the beginning, and then like you said, when they got back together again, I was like, he's kind of an ass. So now I was like, oh no, I don't like. I think after seeing her relationship with Desi and how weird and like, I don't know, like it, there's like not a lot of chemistry there, I don't think. So seeing Charlie, I was kind of like, okay, because I think they had more chemistry than her and Desi do. But he fucked it up.
He did mess that up.
And took her to a weird, like,
Oh
drug
my
den.
God.
What the hell? Where was he? Why would she even stay there?
Really though, like uptight Marnie stayed in the crack den.
Seriously. She is. And, okay, let's be real. She didn't really know that that's what it was at first. But when you walk into his apartment, come on.
Yeah, like come on, dude.
Like, he was living like a squatter. Like he just found this open room and just decided to throw a blanket down. Like,
Yeah.
I
Like I know
would've.
it's New York, but come on.
Exactly. And then she goes in the shower that he says is out in the hall, which is weird too. And runs into some other weirdo. I don't know. That situation was just
Uncomfortable.
odd.
Yeah.
And then she goes back and finds the needle on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And that was the moment.
That was the moment. So she goes back and basically breaks up with Desi and tells him she doesn't want to be married to him anymore. Yay.
Yay!
And then she leaves and goes back to Hannah's house and then gets in bed with Hannah and it
And
was Fran, right?
Fran, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So, I mean, I like. There's something about Marnie that I like. I don't like when she's bossy and bitchy and which is majority of the time, but there is something about her that I like. So going into this episode, I was like, "Oh my God, is this going to be all about Marnie?" And oh my God, why is nobody doing anything for me? And I'm the best ever. But it wasn't. I actually liked it 'cause I think she realizes that she's been making poor decisions. But I think she also, after seeing what Charlie has turned into, I think she kind of hopefully will appreciate what she has right now because she's not in as bad of shape as Charlie.
Well, see, 'cause I've always been kind of iffy on Marnie, so I felt like this was a really good episode for people who don't necessarily love Marnie, because you get to see her have her little emotional moment with Desi and like bringing her down to that like really open level made me see like, okay, so she actually has a reason for getting upset sometimes, and I can see it now. I don't approve always of how angry she gets and how self-centered she can be, but she has a point, so I get it now.
She does. I did like when they were jumping in the boat. I thought that was cute. But then when they fell in the water, I was like, ew, gross. Oh my God. I was like, oh no, you don't know what's in that water.
Oh,
And it's
God.
like brown. Like the water is brown. I hate seeing people jump into lakes and shit and the water's brown. I'm like, bleh, gross. Give me a pool.
Yeah, pools are cool,
So I
but
don't know. I mean, It's kind of sad because I did like the idea of her with Charlie again. And even in the beginning of this episode, I was like, okay, like they're kind of like rekindling their whole thing. And it
Yeah.
was kind of cute. But then I was like, oh my God, this guy is effed up. Do you
Yeah.
think she's gonna try to help him? Or do you think she's done with him?
I think she's done with him.
You think so?
I think so. I don't know. I just got that feeling that, like, when she finds the needle and everything, she's like, okay, snapped out of, like, that fantasy world she was in, like, the day before. And she's
Yeah.
like, okay, there's a reason that I'm not supposed to be with this guy. Because back when they broke up the first time, you know, like, he was doing so well then. He had, like, this company. And then she was feeling bad about herself
Yeah.
because she felt like she needed him. So I guess seeing him in that low state, and it's kind of like not great that seeing him suffer made her kind of realize that she has got stuff that she's doing that she can be proud of.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's what she needed, I
Yeah.
think, to move on, because she was always so messed up about the fact that he left and he had all this success after they broke up and everything. So I think she needed it.
Yeah,
So.
he went from like super high to super low and high and high.
While being high.
A different kind of high. Yeah, so I mean, I thought this was a pretty good episode considering it was all Marnie. I'm not mad at
I'm
it.
not mad at it.
So yeah, we're just gonna have to wait and see what happens this Sunday.
Yes.
Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you?
You can find me at VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on accordingtokristen.com on Twitter, Tumblr, and Snapchat at Kristen0409, on Facebook at According to Kristen, and I'm also on the Good Shows app at Kristen0409. I haven't posted anything recently because so much shit has been going on the past few weeks, but I will get back to that soon. You can also catch me and Brancy on the VRO.com. We do recaps for other shows. Just go on the website and we do movie reviews and TV reviews, and Brancy and I handle the music section, and it's a ton of stuff that you can find on there. So definitely check out the VRO.com. You can find the VRO on Twitter at the VRO, on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Variety Radio Online.
Yay, she got it
And you can also find us. We do recaps with Mike the Movie Guy. We do The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, which is going to be back on April 24th. So check
right.
out iwatchmike.com and go tweet him at Mike the Movie Guy, right? It's Mike the Movie Guy
I
on
think so.
Twitter. And tell him that he needs to watch Girls because it's awesome and he doesn't believe us.
Nope.
So go tweet him and tell him to watch the show. I'm going to say that on every recap we do because he needs to start watching
That's true.
it. So we will see you next week when we recap the seventh episode of season five. And we will see you then. Bye.
Bye.